Hey everyone, I have the pleasure today of speaking with Danny. She owns Danny K Gym and Wellness. She's going to tell us a little bit about what she does. So, hey Danny, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Perfect. Let's hear what your business is, how long you've been around, and anything.
I've had this brick and mortar. July will be 8 years. But basically been in the industry, the fitness, health and wellness, as a personal trainer, proper nutritionist, life and wellness coach, for 29 years, working on the plus, right? Definitely like having this brick and mortar business, like it's mine. I love it. I've implemented, learned a lot of things from other gyms that I've worked at. And, taking some things and just kind of built this. And I try and think about building this in the consumer eye. You know what I mean? Like, I'm always, trying to like make sure, like, obviously we want to make money when we're building a business obviously, but what I like to do is take different bits and pieces that I've heard from other gyms that I've worked at, what the people like, what the customers, the clients, the members like, what they don't like, and try and make that what my business, what my gym stands for. So mostly, it's like kind of listening to the people and trying to build the gym around what the people like, and what they don't like. So, for example, like I don't have contracts, I don't have annual fees, and, cause people just don't like those types of things. And I could make a lot of money from making those annual fees. I don't do that because that's something that people just didn't like at that point. But I do, I'm a 24/7 gym, full service, as well as, you can come at any point in time. You don't have to get my personal training or nutrition, services, but they're there, right? So, I do personal training, I do nutrition meal plans, and it's about the like proper nutrition, not diets. I always say the first three letters of the word diet is die, not that you die from them, right? But it's you crash, you burn, and then you're back to your old ways and you didn't learn a life-sustaining situation. And that's what I like to try and do, is take the nutrition and your workouts and design them around your lifestyle so that you make it a life-sustaining situation. And, you might fall off a little bit, eat a little something bad, or not get that workout in when you were supposed to. But for the most part, it's kind of like I always tell people, it's like when you take a day off from work, like a sick day or a vacation day, you go back to work the next day. You don't take off for the rest of the year, right? So it's 24/7. So we have, full equipment, full, free weights. I have a free weight bench. I mean, it's like a regular gym, just a little bit, downsize, fit the size of it.
That's very cool.
And I have classes too.
Okay. That's what I was just about to ask you. I like how the community centric aspect. What kind of classes do you typically offer?
So I have Koga, which is kickboxing and yoga fused. A guy named John Koga from New York. He's a celebrity trainer from New York. He created this 18 or 19 years ago. And so it's something that, now we've got like 7 or 8 different formats. So it's like the regular Koga. We have Koga Pumped, where we have some weights with it. We have Koga X Train, where we do a little like football, soccer drills. And, he has like, Koga for, kids, Koga for special needs. So there's different formats, and different variations, different levels, different everything for every single person. And then we also have kickboxing, which is regular kickboxing with the bags and all that stuff.
Okay, very cool. And you're located in Westminster, is that right?
Yes.
Whereabouts?
Right off of Main Street, crossed, my road is 140 Village Road. So it's right across from Stables, the restaurant, I'm next to the shipping station, next to the liquor store. Everybody knows where Quick Stock Liquor Store is. I'm like, oh, I know where that is.
Okay. Great. I know that gyms were one of the first things to be affected by the coronavirus lockdown. So what have things looked like for you since that has happened? And what are you doing to kind of to grow through it?
So it's been crazy, not gonna lie. You know, it was definitely like, you're trying to think outside the box. I already have online training.
Okay.
Online meal planning. I was trying to tap into that a lot. But nobody can do online training and pay for online training if they don't have a job. And that's pretty much, yeah. people, the businesses or, there's a lot of people out there that are still working, but there's a lot of people that are not working, or one partner is working, or they're working on skeleton hours or whatever it might be. So with all the fear that is provoked into everyone, they're afraid to, purchase and do anything on something that is not necessary. But in my eyes, whether you're working out with me, training with me, whether I'm your personal trainer, or whether you're hitting the school track or whatever, working out is a necessity. It keeps the mind healthy. It keeps the heart healthy. It keeps those endorphins going. And definitely in this state that we're in right now, we need, something that makes us feel good, and exercise is that big thing that makes us feel good. Whether you're walking and, or whether you're a member at my gym or something else, or, just doing at home workouts. And then that's another thing where we've tapped into is trying to just do online classes. Some of my members have, some of my members and clients have, donated, money when they watched or took the class or whatever online, just as a way to support, the local business, as we're all trying to do, is somehow, some way support the local businesses that are shut down or running on skeleton hours or whatever you want to call it. So I've definitely tried to do that and just try and stay engaged in the people and keep them motivated from here at home, so that they're at least doing something. So when we do open, it's not as bad, going from no working out whatsoever, fast forward 2 months. Oops, sorry about that. I have this light.
Motion lights.
You would think with all the way I talk, it would stay on. So trying to minimize the shock to their system,
right,
when they come back to the gym, by trying to keep them engaged in workouts at home, so anything that I can do to help them do that, and motivate them to stay working out, trying.
Yeah. Something I loved when I was looking on your website is the little quick tips that you do. And there was just a few of those that I watched were just super encouraging. So I would definitely, encourage everyone to check those out.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Danny, I think you mentioned a couple of promotions that you're running too. Do you want to just talk about what you have going on to help people out, to get involved, to get active?
So I do have the online training. I've been trying to break it down to the online training, the regular packaging of what it was, 1 month or 3 months reoccurring, or, just trying to, break down a little bit, give like that, be a more advanced like level to a more basic level, but still having that online training. So that's a little less costly than the other one, but still, all in all, fair pricing as far as the experience and the knowledge. And I read, probably last year sometime, and it was something about someone saying, you're not paying for the minutes you have me now, you're paying for the years of experience that got me here, right?
Yeah.
So, people, keep that in mind as well. But I do have like meal planning, and I can do that, via, the FaceTime, the Zooms and all that stuff. But I have membership pricing and non-member pricing. So obviously the non-members are, a little bit more. So what I've been offering for the non-members is the membership pricing.
Okay.
for those things as well, just to try and help them out, to stay on point with everything, as well as, not gonna lie, trying to recoup some sort of income, right, while I'm sitting here waiting,
Yeah, well, hopefully we come out of this soon. Well, it's awesome to talk to you today, Danny. Is there any closing remarks you'd like to make before we head off here?
Just, basically, just with this point in time, you know, might have a couple of closing, different words, you know, closing, you know, months ago or months in advance, but right now, just, you know, support the local businesses as much as you possibly can. Everyone needs support, but definitely the local businesses, because we're what keeps that community thriving. You know what I mean? Like, we're putting it back into, you know, back into the community, back into, not, you know, my business. You know, I not only support obviously my business, but I, you know, I eat out and I try and go to all the different local restaurants first before hitting the higher chains or whatever. But, you know, now more than ever, especially in this time, you know, the local businesses need, you know, the local help and the local support so that we can stay, you know, so we can get through this and get up and going. On the health and wellness side, you know, build up the immune system, do whatever you can to build up the immune system. And that's proper, you know, proper nutrition as much as you possibly can. That's working out whenever and however you can, you know, whether it is using me as your trainer or using my gym or going to the school track or, you know, old school, popping in the DVD or, you know, getting a YouTube video. Just stay active and, you know, do whatever you possibly can to build that immune system up, because at the end of the day, that's the only true protection that we have, is a strong immune system to any and all of these illnesses.
Yeah. And being active, like you said, is just such an important part of that. And just, it's kind of hard when we're all in quarantine to just leave the couch sometimes, but very important still. And like you said too, with just supporting the community, we all have to do everything that we can right now, whatever that looks like. Just try to reach out and support your local businesses. Danny, well, thanks so much for meeting with me today and talking with me. It was great to hear more about Danny K, Gym and Wellness.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thanks.